Life requires death. It requires letting go. And the thing about letting go is that it's not just an ending, but inevitably, it's a portal to new beginnings. Welcome to Nebula Alchemy, the podcast about exploring and harnessing one of the most powerful beings in the universe, yourself. I'm your host, Noni, and let's dive right in, baby. Most people will never know how it feels to live in their desired reality because they find offense in the idea that their life is a culmination of their choices. For some people, the realization that they do, in fact, have a say in their trajectory is far too much to bear. Cue the blame game. It's a them, or it's a they, or it's a that thing over there that is the problem. But rarely, if ever, does the lens turn back upon itself. The prerequisite to new levels is sacrificing the comfort and familiarity of the old ones outgrown. Fresh energy cannot and will not grow where there is clutter. If we wish to become who we are, not who we have been taught to be, we must be willing to go through the fire. We must be willing to say thank you, but it's time for you to leave to the versions of ourselves that brought us this far. You see, life is not hard. Dying is. So that was an excerpt from a blog that I wrote titled Death is Life. You can find it on my Substack under the same name as this podcast, Nebula Alchemy. And so when I wrote this, I was really reflecting on transformation. I was really reflecting on how imperative letting go is in order to receive the new without baggage, right? And this is really in reference to ourselves and our own personal growth. Because it's not that we can't receive new things when we still have a lot of the old. It's just that when we don't clean out what isn't for us, we risk ruining the new that comes into our life by, again, holding on to old baggage. So we're in the year, the Gregorian year of 2025, and that in numerology boils down to a 9. And 9 is all about letting go from a numerology perspective. So it's a collective year of culminations, of endings, of letting go. And just a side note on, you know, numerology, our entire reality, this matrix, whatever you want to call it, container, video game, incubator, it's ruled by numbers. The universe is, in fact, mathematical, which is why I bring up the point that it is a 9-year numerology. So if you've never really looked into numerology, don't understand it, it's incredibly fascinating. And you're in for a treat if you're into all of that. So anyway, it's the year 2025. And you know, the interesting thing about it is that this year feels so similar to 2020. And we all know what happened in 2020. It feels so similar energetically, minus the whole we can't go anywhere, or we have to mask up and all the things in order to navigate, move around, right? And there have been so many similar themes, in my opinion, in my life personally anyway, in regards to releasing, in regards to looking at what it is that is no longer working, you know, dredging up those roots and creating fresh soil for new things, new plants, new life to grow. The difference is that this year feels a lot more intense. And I imagine, you know, many people would agree with that, just in what I'm observing in the collective. And if you've been doing your own work and doing your inner work, you know, and this is, you know, this entire podcast is not time sensitive. I am talking about time and numbers right now, but whenever you hear this, it's going to be relevant for you. It's just so very clear that it's time for us to release what is weighing us down on a macro and a micro level. So on a macro level, we're seeing a lot of the shadows of this realm being revealed. We're seeing a lot of the things being done in the dark being brought to the light. We're understanding the implications of what it means for us as a collective to continue to engage in these things, but also understanding that it's not sustainable to engage in a lot of what it is becoming apparent, and that it's time for us to shift the trajectory as a whole. And so before we can bring in a so-called new earth or bring in so-called new timelines, we have to let things go. And on a micro level, you know, at least with the communities that I'm within, the same realization is happening for a lot of people on an internal level. I mean, as above, so below, right? So the reason we're even seeing so much of the chaos play out the way that it's playing out is because on an individual level, there's energy being dredged up, right? People are diving into their shadows or, which is more often the case, they're rejecting it. So all of that to say that it really is a very ripe time energetically to let go. But no matter what time it is, release is always going to be relevant, especially in the context of growth and healing and transformation. And the thing about it is, you know, you don't have to let go. You can hold on for dear life to all the ideas or the peoples or the patterns or the behaviors that have been so comforting and so familiar to you for however long they have been. You're free to do that. You're free to keep yourself in those loops, but that's the point. All you'll be doing is looping. Hour after hour, day after day, week after week, year after year, until you really take the time to examine the root of that loop and cut it out, thereby creating space for you to now create new loops. And a loop is nothing more than a pattern, like I said, a belief, a behavior that's repeated over and over and over and over again. And another point to that as well is that we can actually get rid of, you know, physical, tangible things in our reality and still remain in loops. You know, that's where the whole concept of same person, different body, when it comes to, you know, certain relationship patterns that people play out. That's why it's the same for if you move to a new working environment, but you still didn't clear out any kind of negative baggage or perceptions you had from the previous one, why you're experiencing the same types of dynamics over and over again. And it's because of this idea of a loop. The idea of if you don't clear the way you think, the way you feel, the way you act in relation to the things, the people, and the places that no longer served you, they're just gonna come right back around again. And that's not, you know, everything is working out for our highest good over here. So it's like, that's not necessarily negative. But if you are really committed to living your life differently, living your life more in tune with what is for your highest and your best and your most expansive good, then it's pretty annoying when you're continuing to experience patterns that you thought that you got rid of by getting rid of the thing and not really getting rid of the energy, you know? So everything in life has its season. It has its season. Sometimes that season is a week. Sometimes it's a year. Sometimes it's a decade. Sometimes it's a century. That's the fun thing about quote unquote time is it's not as linear, right? Or as simple as it's painted out to be. A season can be for any duration of time. But when it's time to let something go, it's time to let something go. You know, growth requires release. If you've ever tended to a garden or worked on a farm or just worked closely in nature, you know that you have to prune, you know, plants. You've got to prune trees. I literally just saw my neighbor the other day pruning one of the trees in his yard, kind of getting rid of branches. They were a little wayward, or they were kind of in the way, or I don't know exactly what it was with the tree, but I saw him clearing it out because, you know, he knew that this can't go on like this, or, you know, it's going to cause tension and maybe the branches are going to fall over on the house or whatever the case is. But there was some cutting that had to be done to maintain the health of that tree. It was the same thing when I would garden, right? You have to prune out roots, get rid of roots, certain leaves, dead leaves. I did it the other week on some sunflowers we have here at the house, and some of the leaves are dying. So I pruned off some of the leaves so there wouldn't be so much stress on the stem, so that they can continue to, you know, just bask in the sun every day when the sun came out, you know? Growth requires pruning. It requires letting go. It requires release. So we're not holding and carrying extra weight into all of the new spaces and places that we want to go. And sometimes we can't even move forward. Like, quite literally are blocked without letting go of something. You know, it's not always the case. So, like I said, sometimes you can manifest something new, and you got the new thing, but then you got the old thing, and so there's kind of, you know, push and pull. But sometimes it's literally a matter of you have to let go of something for the new to come in. And I have an insane amount of examples in my life. But since I was talking about 2020, going back to 2020, I had to release a lot of beliefs that I had about myself, about being in service to others at the detriment of myself. I did a lot of deep healing that year in regards to no longer allowing myself to be a doormat, no longer allowing myself to be inconvenienced in order to keep people, in order to pacify people, you know? And that was a lot of hard, tough work. But because that version of me chose to do that work, this version of me here is now able to create this verbal container, auditory container, and be able to share that story. So, you know, life, you know, people talk about life being hard, but it's really accepting that not everything can go with us. It's really the resistance to releasing what is weighing us down from our natural states of joy, love, abundance, peace. That is what is hard. And getting to the understanding that our natural state is love, joy, abundance, peace is a whole nother level of work. So we're not going to get into that right now. But when we hold on to what is no longer for us, what is no longer serving us, what has passed its prime and its expiration date and may now be actively poisoning us, we are now accomplices to the demise of our own soul, to the demise of all of the work that we put in to get to a specific place. We're saying to the divine, to the all that is, that flows through every single object and being on this earth, we're saying, hey, I want more of this. Or we're saying, hey, I want something new, but I'm confused about it, so I can't give you a clear signal on me being receptive to what it is that I'm ready for. When we hold on to what is no longer for us, we are in fact the blockage. Letting go is just the beginning of a new chapter. It's just the beginning. It is an ending, yes, yes, yes. And endings can be very difficult. They can be hard. There is grief associated. But inevitably, it is a beginning of a new chapter, of a new path, of a new life. So the question is, are you willing to part ways with the behaviors, with the patterns, with the people that don't reflect your new path and your new trajectory in life? Can you let the old die so that the new has room to move in? It's time to let it go. Whatever it is for you, it's time to let it go. It's time to release it. It's time to honor the season that it had in your life. And it's time to become open to the new. And on that note, as always, thank you for being here and tapping in, not only to this transmission, but to yourself. This is Nebula Alchemy. I'm your host, Noni. And I'll see you in the next one.